Because what's better than a good old ghost hunt to scare yourself silly at this time of year? The bravest of the Naked Scientist team went venturing into the dark and eerie turrets of Madingley Hall in Cambridge on our very own ghost hunt. There are a few scary tales surrounding the hall, including many supposed sightings of Lady Ursula Hind walking up and down the drive. We teamed up with Brad Mack from Ghost Hunt UK to find out what exactly ghost hunters measure and whether we could find a ghost of our very own. So we are on the approach to Madingley Hall now. The sun is down, there are crows flying around, and it's looking very impressive and ever so slightly spooky. So we're going to see if we're going to find any ghosts. How are my fellow naked scientists feeling?
Quite excited, but I feel like as soon as I get into a room and there's a suspicious bump, I'll be out of there.
I'm a skeptical scientist, but I keep having to tell myself I'm a skeptical scientist.
Here is our ghost hunter.
I have a ghost for you.
Hi, Brad. Okay. Nice to meet you. Hiya. How you doing?
Right. Nice to meet you, Brad.
Yeah, so we're getting out the EMF detector. This one will just detect any electromagnetic interferences in the atmosphere. So this is a zero. So for instance, if you go near something electronical, it should go up.
Oh, yep.
So this part here, the top bit with the big antenna, this creates an electromagnetic field in itself. Mm-hmm. So if anything interrupts that, anything physical, and that happens quite a lot. It's quite common for that to happen, which is freaky, especially when you've got it out here.
So what exactly is it measuring?
Electromagnetic frequencies, which are what ghosts are meant to be made up of.
Oh, right. But so also equally any electrical equipment. I mean, when I'm putting my recorder next to it, it's going a bit crazy. And also people.
Let's have a crack at this later on when it gets a bit darker, right?
Oh, okay. Then we've got your thermal camera, which picks up temperature, obviously. Temperature.
So this one's my favourite one. I'll get the speakers out for full effect. Yeah, so this scans through radio frequencies. You can make it scan through forwards, make it scan through backwards. You can make it scan through fast, slow. So spirits are meant to be able to communicate through these frequencies, and we can hear that through this little beautiful machine, the SB11 Spirit Box.
And equally, if there's any sort of, if it taps into any radio stations nearby, we'll hear that as well.
Yeah.
So the light just turned on.
So we're standing here in the dog hole. And there was a really quite loud crack, and then the light flickered.
Is it an ice box?
Yeah.
Mystery solved.
Yeah. I like how I said I was a logical person, and as soon as there's one little creak, I'm like, it's a ghost.
Okay, so we're going now into the turret. Oh my gosh. So we're entering a staircase that is wooden and extremely cold. I mean, that in itself isn't spooky because it's kind of external.
Is anybody here? Lady Ursula, are you here? So the temperature's dropping. Was that somebody there? If that was somebody manipulating this little piece of machinery in my hand, is that a bump? Is that coming from above one?
Oh, was that not you?
No, it's coming from...
That sounded like that was coming from...
It's coming from inside the storage room, I think.
What?
Oh, I don't like that.
Did that just bang?
No. I'm going to say that there's lots of things going on with the interference, shouting out, building up tension. You kind of want to believe something was there, and that's why I felt a bit scared.
Keep the flashlight off.
Oh, what? Are you kidding? I've been told that to get the full experience, I should be in this room where we've had a couple of bumps already on my own and ask a couple of questions.
Steady temperature drop again, look.
Oh, I guess it could be a draft.
So you want to watch... For any changes on here.
I'm watching for temperature changes and electromagnetic
influxes.
So
Lady Ursula, let's drop right down to a 2 now.
Can we leave the door open?
Nope.
Oh, I'm going to lose my mind immediately. Okay.
Once in a lifetime.
Yeah, okay, I can do it. Okay. So I'm on my own in the room, the door is shut, the lights are off, and I'm going to be interviewing a ghost. So if you're here, ghost, could you do something to the EMF reader, please? It would make some excellent radio if we were to discover ghosts live on air. Nothing on the EMF reader so far. Feeling a little bit cold, but it is a room with a chimney in it and two windows. And the EMF reader is remaining silent. So in general, how scared do people tend to get on these things?
I think it depends on the location. So I think if you walk into a location like this, I don't know about you guys, but for me, it felt quite homely. It felt quite warm. I was happy to be here, you know, it's a beautiful place. Some other places you go to do not feel welcoming at all and feel very, very threatening.
That was Brad Mack from Ghost Hunt UK helping us out there with the apparently unhaunted Madingley Hall. So what was your verdict, Izzy? Were you spooked out or are you still sceptical?
I was quite spooked at the time. I will put my hands up and say I'm a bit of a scaredy cat. But actually, as the evening went on, and we sort of started to pick apart the bumps between us as a team, I sort of wasn't as scared.
I think the most scary moment for me is when that light turned on, but then we realised they were motion-activated lights, so that made things a little bit more easy to deal with.